for public inspection during normal business hours at the town clerk's office, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York, and the town's website, www.townofcatskillny.gov. The board will welcome public comment at that time and in writing. By order of the Catskill Town Board, Elizabeth Izzo, town clerk.
Thank you. This is the public hearing. Okay, so with that, again, Ted is aware of this is kind of the second public hearing that we're having on Mid-Hudson, just for technical reasons of it not being possibly not posted on Mid-Hudson Cable's website or notification. So that's why we're having a second public hearing on the cable Mid-Hudson franchise agreement. So with that, if anybody has questions about the particular agreement that they'd like to ask the board, we've got representatives from Mid-Hudson Cable here also that can talk to that franchise agreement. Some of the things that we talked about last time, and it's a non-exclusive agreement, so it's not like Mid-Hudson or any other cable company has exclusive rights to the town of Catskill per the agreement. Just a few things they had highlighted, and we talked about that the last time, and it's also like construction is a resident who lives within 200 feet of a cable public right-of-way would get primary service.
True? 250 feet.
250 feet, yeah. I mean, those are just a few of the highlights that I had in there. And again, Mid-Hudson Cable will pay 3% of a gross monthly revenues received from provisions of reoccurring cable services to subscribers. Reoccurring cable services include the monthly charge paid by the cable subscriber for any cable television services purchased on a regular and reoccurring basis is some of the things that I felt that was important. Last month, my wife had paid my bill online, and I didn't have it with me, so I said, please. So I do have my own Mid-Hudson kit. We have to refer to any of the line items. And that would probably be different for everybody. But in my particular case, my monthly franchise fee is $3.43. And in my bill, that equates to maybe a little under 1.1% of the total.
It only applies towards the
$60,000. We budgeted $61,000 and we've been coming in just around $60,300 and change.
$60,000?
Between Mid-Hudson Cable and that's also Edgewood Spectrum, which is the southern area.
I know Spectrum is the Gallenville area.
Right, but that's total. I'll be honest with you, right now I don't have the exact breakdown without asking our bookkeeper, but the total franchise through the whole town is approximately $60,000. We budgeted 61.
Why did the board decide that a 15-year lease would be fair?
The Public Service Commission that's what they deem the franchises for every town in the state.
Right. That's what they recommend, or is that what they call for?
It's what their language calls for. So I'm not 100% sure if it could be changed.
That was the same agreement, actually, Joe, in 2006. I believe you were the town supervisor at that time, and that was the agreement that we're moving through today.
Yeah.
It was a 15-year agreement.
Unfortunately, the PSC really has never changed
challenged by a town or a village or a county?
For negotiating factors, yes.
And what was ruled on it?
We went to negotiations and...
No, I'm sorry. I don't mean specifically with you.
Oh.
I mean, has anybody asked the commission why they recommend 15 years, and has anybody brought a lawsuit against the commission for the 15 years? Not particular to Mid-Hudson, just a general law.
Mid-Hudson have no, cable companies that would be of interest, so I assume you mean more, have towns ever challenged it?
What would happen if you decided not to approve the contract?
Technically our lines are still on the poles in the right of way. We pay rent to the utilities, and we could still give service. Like I said, it's happened before for negotiating factors. I have to...
It would continue with the 3%.
Yeah.
We all have a contract with Spectrum and it just continues collecting the 3%.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, the technicalities of it, you can challenge it or we can challenge it, the fees or the... But, 15 years is a long time. We've been here for 50, and we've never not...
I would have a totally different stance, and a lot more investigation.
The question was, what would happen if the town did not approve the contract and went back into negotiations? What would Mid-Hudson Cable News do?
I mean, I don't know what the technicality of continuing service, if we could under some sort of PSC ruling, or we could choose to not service the town capital at all anymore.
Okay, and...
No, of course not.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't hear what you're
saying. We wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, let's try to do like that.
Then would you renegotiate the contract?
Yes.
What's the question? What are you trying to renegotiate?
We're talking about
a 3% franchise fee.
Well, I'm talking.
It has nothing, no impact on cost of cable or cost of anything except a 3% franchise
fee. It has an impact upon the amount of money that individuals are paying monthly.
Yes, 1.1% of the
right. No. I'm talking about the monthly fee they have to pay, not the 1% that comes to the town. I'm talking about the fee that the individual has to pay to Mid-Hudson Cablevision for their services, either it be cable or internet.
Well, this has nothing to do with internet.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does, because you authorize the franchise.
We authorize the franchise for cable. We have nothing to do with internet with this agreement.
All right, then you authorize the franchise for cable, which is the bigger number.
Cable is the only regulated service, so internet and broadband is not regulated. So all we have to do to be able to provide internet to consumers is get licenses to be on the poles from the pole owners, which would be the electric company and the
This is specifically for television.
Right.
Your local channels and probably your HBOs and your cable.
Yes.
Hotstream has nothing to do with streaming services.
So you don't need a contract for the internet.
Right.
But you do need a franchise agreement for the television. Or for cable.
Cable television, okay. Yes.
And that's your biggest...
No.
Well, no, it's not, because the internet's the biggest
no,
use.
I mean,
I'm asking if in fact the town said no, we don't want 15 years, which obviously you're saying that they can't. They, at least according to regulations, they can. And so that has never been challenged. And the 3% is a fee set by the state?
By the town.
Why can't the town raise the fee to...
Because they don't want to increase money.
Because there's price, I believe right now, there's price pressure on everybody with cable television. And it, I mean, again, it's not only cable TV, but as an example, my particular bill is $229.71.
Right.
Having said that, when you look at all the taxes and fees that go on this particular bill, like the FCC numbers,
I
want to read it off so that everybody else has an opportunity to hear it, Joe. So then we got an entertainment network fee for $6.50, a sports programming fee, which is $12.95. Then you get into a utility fee, which is $6.45, network maintenance and utility fee, that becomes $3.50. Then you got a broadcast fee of $13.95 for a subtotal of taxes and fees come up to, in my particular situation, to $46.86. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that make up your total that, you know, comes together to make your cable bill at the end of that particular month. I think, as we all know, most people are using modems and they're streaming their television shows and, you know, they're doing, right, 800. We got more than double or, you know, two and a half times as many cable subscribers as we may have television. And I think the truth of the matter is that's only going to continue, I would assume, to decline. And that's really price pressure on our budget, obviously, because it was higher every year, it trickles down to 1,000 or 2,000. I mean, I like to hold it steady. And
what? Do you get the fee on the internet?
No. This is just TV.
So you have 800 and some odd subscribers, and you're telling me you get $60,000 a year?
The Midhouse Cable has 860 subscribers. The number he gave you included the Spectrum subscribers in downloads.
How many Spectrum subscribers do you have?
They wouldn't know that.
I know they wouldn't.
I don't have that data.
We don't have that
for that today.
I think the interesting thing is that you're setting another 15-year contract with a company that about cable, but a company that is charging your people, our citizens, our neighbors, a lot on internet. So you're locking hands with this company that is charging the average person an incredible amount that they can't afford on internet. I know that one has to do with cable.
No, there's no lock because
it's
a non-exclusive contract.
It's non-exclusive. So if there was another internet company that wanted to come to our community and do fiber optics, that would be competition. Is always a great thing.
But you already know the answer to that question, and the answer is, another company would have to invest millions and millions of dollars to come in and set up a new cable system or make an agreement with Mid-Hudson to use their system. And you know that's not going
to
happen.
I talked to many internet companies that refused. They're like, oh, that's Mid-Hudson Cable. We can't do anything.
Well, I don't know if that's actually true.
And
because I'll give you a slight example, which I don't. Again, we're here to talk about our agreement that we're.
And that's what we're talking about.
But that's what we're talking about. That has to do with it.
Okay, so as an example, I mean, it was grant money. Mid-Hudson used theirs for other purposes. To the north of a state telephone, they provided not TV, but I don't maybe that's true or not true, but I know they've extended fiber optic way down into the town of Athens, not into the town of Casco, which was at one point only serviced by Mid-Hudson Cable, and now it's serviced by both. So and to say it's never going to happen or it wouldn't happen,
happens all over our system. Sorry to interrupt. Germantown Telephone consolidated Spectrum.
With all due respect to everyone, we've invested millions of dollars in building the infrastructure for Catskill and the other towns that we provide, and we are continuing to invest hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to keep the system running.
If I may,
sure.
I've been with Mid-Hudson for, I'm the chief engineer, by the way, my name is Matt Hudson. I've been with Mid-Hudson for almost four decades. This is the fourth time in 37 years that I've been here that we're not upgrading the system, we're tearing down and rebuilding it. And Catskill is always the first place to go. It's right here where our office is, and where is our community here. But we, unlike our competitors who constantly try to upgrade their plant and provide better service, we take that capital that we make and we reinvest it into the plant. We have 1,000 miles of plant to rebuild. That's for that.
When we got a grant, we did get a grant over several years, and we got over $6 million. But the state said they had already decided what addresses were to be built with that grant money, and we could not veer off of what that plan was. The state decided what was underserved and what was not served, and in some cases, you know, there were homes on one side of the road and not homes on the other side of the road. And those were the people that, you know, benefited from grant pricing. They, you know, got like grandfathered in pricing for 5 years.
But those worst areas that were either not served or underserved.
Right. What happened?
I know that a lot of those were out in the Greenville, Westerlo area, and I believe.
And what happened in Athens, specifically what you referenced with State Telephone, was unfortunately the state made a mistake and they used taxpayer money and they overbuilt homes that were not underserved and not unserved.
And right. Now they're truly served.
Yes.
Right.
They did that in both areas.
So, I'm sorry.
But just to touch on, we did release we have a press release that we released in late May that we announced that we were rolling out our advanced fiber optic network, and we were, building Hudson, Greenport, and Catskill currently. So every home in Hudson, Greenport, and Catskill will be able to get fiber optic service soon, which means that they could get symmetrical speeds of up to 2 gigabits, and that's something we're currently working on right now.
Is that just the village of Catskill, Rachel, or is that going to be the whole, every subscriber?
The entire
plan. Yeah,
every resident that has cable now will be able to get fiber optic.
Cable or internet, yeah. We're rebuilding our entire system as fiber. So soon, you know, in the next few years, everyone will be able to have fiber. Everyone will have fiber. It's the way to go. Coax is just
coax is no longer a viable medium to upgrade.
Right.
With fiber optics, we make the investment now. 10 years from now, if we choose to upgrade, we don't have to take it down again.
Right.
We can progress with the upgrade without having to spend that capital again. Because they can get basically find a limit on the fiber.
Are you guys making any investment in the final mile?
The final mile, the connect all that they just released. We have every intention of filling every gap in our footprint. My understanding is that they are going to release like RDP type. You know, we're going to have to bid on things, which, you know, we'll do for the areas that are lacking. You know, there's like a road here and a road here and there, especially in the town Catskill. So our intention is to close the gap in whatever way we can. We're working with Green County also, Warren Hart, his office, on closing the gaps, talking about, you know, what kind of investment we make, maybe what kind of investment county makes. We're working with different towns. They're investing also in like areas that are just a lot more unserved.
Do you have a list of unserved customers in the town of Catskill?
I can get you one. I don't have one, but we have one.
Do you have any, ballpark on the people
we just
don't have
the
access to?
There's not a lot in the town of Catskill. You're very well covered. In fact, I'm hard pressed to think of one area that's.
Well, there's a couple.
I only bring that up is because recently we were audited by the state broadband and they actually identified Family Road, a part of that turnpike. So those areas that they've identified.
Hold on. It goes into what the state used for the grant process. That was the FCC filing and it was not accurate, and that's why the first round of grants did not cover what they intended to, and this is why we're doing it again.
So the areas that they identified, that was all that's out of our own accounts.
I know that Paul Sachs Road is one of them, definitely, that I know that I get calls from people there too. I know that the extension of High Falls is another one. There's a whole continuity. Ball Road specifically. That's one of the reasons why it's not done. It's going to be very costly. But, you know, hopefully with these grants that do come, everything will be finished.
And that's what you're working with Warren Park at the county level with the grant money possibly for those particular underserved or not served now?
We've been working with Warren for the last year to identify specifically unserved and underserved areas. Underserved meaning they, you know, maybe only have access to HughesNet. No wired service available. They've been trying to identify the gaps throughout the whole county. Obviously, there's some areas in the county that are in much worse shape than Catskill, like Durham, for example, Mountaintop. So they're trying to figure out how they're going to proceed with that. But we've been actively working with them. We work with Senator Hinchey's office regularly, and also Antonio Delgado's office regularly also to try and, you know, to work on this initiative. We've been, you know, we provided maps. They give us maps and said, can you check these, see where things, you know, do you have service here, don't you? So, like I said, you know, we want nothing more but service.
Yeah, we attended the Delgado when he had his presentation at the school.
If you can identify areas of specific concern, you can match it against our list. If it's not on the list, we'll get it on the list. But High Falls Road, I already collected all the poll data for that.
Okay.
To submit for licensing, so that's something that's going to be on the phone. In regards to the other fibers, I just made up and down Main Street is all the fiber. Basically, from our office down to the point, Spring Street, 385 up to the